You have all been duly gonged. Did you ever think that would happen to you? Gonged off? Well, just know that you haven't been silenced. We're just turning the page. And we're coming full circle in this conference, this wonderful conference, coming to a time when we're approaching the end time. And we thought it would be a wonderful opportunity as we begin to move toward our close to hear again from you, should you so choose to share something with us. And the questions that perhaps you have been sharing with each other: what is sounding in me now? You know, if you can sit with that for a moment, what is sounding in me now? Or, what is it that the world is waiting to hear? What is sounding in me now? What is it the world is waiting to hear? If there are any from this wonderful community that feel moved to share with the larger community, it's a little hot. There are microphones, and we would invite you simply to either raise a hand and reach for this microphone or to go to the microphones around the room, okay? So we're just going to do this for a little while to kind of collect some of the energies, some of the feelings that are here by those who wish to share that, knowing there will be far more that will remain around the table and be carried with us in our hearts as we go back into the rest of our lives.
Isaac Rabin was shot and killed.
He was addressing
in Ohio.
I believe in Jerusalem, but I'm not sure. They didn't have the details. But they said it was a confirmed piece of information.
Let us just pause for a moment, please, and lift up this man of courage, this prophet of peace, this man of God, who at the risk of everything, the risk of his own life, which now has been taken, has made a difference in the world in which we live, has sowed seeds of a promise that for the next generation, the world will indeed be a bit better than it has been for the children of Israel and the Arabs at this time. So let us just lift him up and hold him and his family and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that this does not lead to something far worse.
Shalom.
This puts a new spin to the two questions. But it also puts us into the heart of reality of what we're doing here is all about. Because in some strange way, feminists of the world, peacemakers of the world, those who come up against barriers and try to push them aside and lengthen the boundaries, make space in the world for all people, who try to transcend differences and cherish diversity and make space for everyone, you're running risks. And we know that. And it makes it small stuff, isn't it? If we only get picketed and misunderstood. But we need to stand in solidarity with all those who genuinely take risks to make a new world for all of us, women and men, children, all peoples. If there is, let's take another moment of silence, and if out of that silence there is a desire to share something that is sounding in you now, or something that you feel the world is waiting to hear, then please come to one of the microphones and do so. And if no one comes forth, that's all right. Then that will be what is sounding. Yes.
During the lifetime of many of us, ecumenism has been the focus. But as some in this group, like myself, grow older, we realize that we can't wait for ecumenism, but multi-faith and interfaith concerns must become a reality. Mm-hmm. And certainly what has happened today and the warfare that we see around the world that is religion-based is a motivator to begin to think in some new forms. For the last 2 years, some women have been gathering in Orlando, Florida, to create together a women's multi-faith center. And our core process is this. We gather monthly, and we literally pass over into, we participate fully in some ritual, liturgy, or spiritual discipline of another tradition, either Christian, Jew, Jewish, Baha'i, Buddhist, Hindu, or Muslim. It's not dialogue, it's beyond dialogue. And after that, in sort of a mini model of what we do here, we follow with silence and then creativity and imagination by dancing or singing or journaling or painting pictures, and by sharing, if we will, we somehow have passed over into the other person's tradition and interwoven it in some creative, liminal way with our own tradition. And we go away having become a different person.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. What is sounding in me right now is storytelling. I read the book, Women That Run With the Wolves, and I got so excited about storytelling, and she really incited me. But then when I looked at my life, my family history, also my race, they were both so destroyed in so many ways, I said I didn't have any stories. The stories that were passed down that came from Africa, my family, they were lost. There were no stories. And I felt sad, but today, here, I made that connection. There is a story, there is a legend and a legacy,
yes.
And that's in God. God is always greater. And we can just look at that, you know, in terms of the world, just like the news we just heard. I think that's what some force want us to believe, that it's hopeless.
and it can be destroyed and it can be taken away from us. But I've learned one thing, and all that I've been through and I've experienced, the deprivation, the destruction, the confusion, that God is always greater.
Yes.
And I have a story to tell, and my story concerns me and you and the world. We're all one people. We're all one race.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell that story.
All right. Yes.
There are a lot of books that I could recommend on the book table, but I want to pull out one, and that is Defecting in Place. I've been so struck. This is my third one of these reimagining conferences, and I've been so struck this time by how many of us are gray-haired and are, in fact, loyal and active church members. And that's what Defecting in Place, which Miriam Treece put together, is all about, that it's possible to be creative change agents, radical, revolutionary, seeking the transformation of the church and of our society, and yet choosing a very fallible institution through which to do it. I do it because I really believe that the church is the body of Christ. And if that's the case, then I want to be there always in the process of helping the church to be more faithful and true to itself.
Thank you.
I'd like to hear another exercise in the sounding. I need to scream and yell, get angry, and move through that, and cry, and then say, yes, I can, yes, we can.
Yes.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes.
The words that are sounding in me right now is, you are each and every one of you a holy person.
Yes.
And that place inside of you that is screaming and yelling and hurting and crying is that God space inside. It's when we stop recognizing that God space inside of each other that these horrible things happen. And I would call us to accountability in our own places, right here, wherever you are, to recognize the sacred in each and every person around you, and to stop this craziness.
Thank you.
Thank you. I guess I've been a long time moved to say something that is very meaningful to me, is that there is a connection that I think we all recognize that is exactly what was expressed just a second ago, that we all are
of God. We all have a divine, and we all share it uniquely. I'd like women, particularly of my age, and younger, but I think we have to be leaders still, even in our older age. I think we should be standing in solidarity with our sisters by ending the consumerism that many, I'm sure, of you have, which is the oppressive element which is causing so much devastation to so many human beings, particularly in the third world. Mm-hmm. I've been privileged to go to work for very brief periods, maybe 2 weeks a year, on different kinds of missions. One of them was in East Jerusalem and Palestine. I know how much the peace workers, how many of them are women, and I know that this will really devastate them until they can get their hope back again. I'm shaking because of this happening, but couldn't we some way decide that we can do in our own way things as a group? And certainly one thing would be to stop the consumerism that is leading to oppression of other people. That, and having had the experiences of being in the other countries with the other people that are in the two-thirds world or whatever it is, and our own people, makes me know that it doesn't matter what faith it is, that we have within us divine sparks that have to be expressed, but we must recognize first what it really means to be oppressed in all ways.
Thank you.
Could we sing Salaam sometime, which is peace in Palestinian and Arab countries, or Paz, or, you know, just make it a little part of a ritual too, just to make it active here.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful suggestions. Very helpful. Yes.
I am honored because I see your beauty. And it's not very often that I am invited to dance in front of you. And I am honored to see it now. And women created tapestries, and they did weavings, and they did wonderful needlepoint, and they spun cotton into clothes. And I think we need, as women, to remember to create the beauty. And even if we don't join the organizations, and even if we can't stop consumerism, maybe we can sing a song to a child and put our arms around a little girl. Mm-hmm. And I just want to ask you today to love my children, and perhaps to love all the girls and boys.
Yes. Thank you. Lovely.
Thank you for everyone for being here, because I find myself at the beginning of a journey, and I heard someone else speak about folks of an older age and still needing to be leaders, and I was just thinking, I'm glad there are so many folks here of that age who are leaders, but everyone here is at a different place, and some of the young people are very far along on the journey, and some of the old people are closer to where I am and starting, and we're learning from each other and we're helping each other. Mm-hmm. And some of us are up talking in front of people most of the time, and we need that. And some of us are listening most of the time, and we've needed that. Sorry.
And the roles are changing.
I have a little boy, and when I think of children, in Israel, mm-hmm. or places in Chicago, mm-hmm. or places that I don't know, where we are not talking with each other and we are not supporting each other. Mm-hmm. Our sisters are not voicing their mother's right to say that that should not happen in the presence of children. There are children everywhere. I thank you for being here. Our children are represented here by what we take home.
I'm very shaken right now, this news, both for the person and the country, and it makes me think of a long chain. Began many years ago before I was born. My father was a young Jewish boy and then a man working his way through Temple College in Philadelphia. What exactly happened, I don't know. But somewhere along that line, he'd been a non-practicing Jew, his family. He converted to Methodism and became a Methodist minister. And I followed in his footsteps to some extent, and I am ordained. But years later, I married a Norwegian man. And we enjoy many of the same things together, and he shared my joy when Israel became a land again, and also some of the grief for some of Israel's faults. So we spent a long time in Israel one summer, and then we went to work in the archaeological digs twice. The first time, somewhere in this interim, we stayed home from church one Sunday morning and worshiped in front of the television when Sadat and Begin met. It was one of the most moving services, unintendedly a service, that I've ever been at. So on our first return from the digs, in 81, the headlines were that Sadat had been shot. Moving back again in 87, it was a wonderful time, a wonderful experience, because my husband got sick and spent time in a Jewish hospital. And the surgeon took us under his wings, and there was an Arab in his room, and he was a baker, and he brought baking, and a Jewish family with whom we celebrated Shabbat. So it's all tied together. And one of the times we sat in the Knesset and listened to Yitzhak Rabin. So I'm going to go to a phone call long distance and hold hands with the mm-hmm. man that watched all this with me. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
My stomach's in a knot, my heart's beating, and I only have sound. Ooh.